digging into the world that I've never thought existed before, Ali. It's pet exhumations.
I see what you did there with the digging.
Yes, yes. I didn't really mean to go that far. But no, the reason I bring it up is came across this story about this dude. He's got a business, I think in Logan, down the road there, called Pets in Peace. And he's been on it for about 10 years. But he actually goes into people's yards and discovers where the bones are buried for pets that have been, you know, and it's one of those things that I know families do. You have a ceremony for, say, the goldfish or the guinea pigs or the pet dog, and you do a burial in the backyard. And say, you know, 10 years down the track, you may move home. It probably doesn't occur to a lot of people, but apparently there is a business where they get the bones up and move them to the new house with you.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, he said his company does about 50 a year. Well, at least 50 a year.
Golly.
And interest is growing, apparently. So, yeah, a Melbourne-based pet funeral director is called to jobs across the whole of Victoria. So, I don't know. Like, I mean, I personally wouldn't do this, but I sort of think if you think that you are the sort of person that would want to take your pet's bones with you, then maybe just have them cremated. Well, because then they can sit in an urn.
Well, that's what I would have
and
thought.
And be in the house. It's just a lot more.
I know for a lot of little kids, the ceremony to, you know, and you're teaching them about life and death, that's very important. And I know that was taught to us by my parents. We had a whole load of guinea pigs, and I think two or three died, and Mum did a burial in the backyard. This was of a rental we had, and that was very traumatic. I remember my brothers and sisters crying. I was trying to be tough, but it did affect me as well. But when we moved out, we sort of never gave it another thought. Yeah. Now, roll on now to my kids, Ness and I. We had a cat that called Puss that came with Ness. You know, Puss was around before I came along, but did the big move to Queensland with us. And we had a whole big ceremony when we had to put Puss down through cancer and what have you. We brought her back to the backyard, and we've now set up a memorial garden. Everything, there's a sign. There's plants in that that Ness tends to, and it's a really great way to remind you of just how much of a part of a life that she was years ago. But that's always marked. Now, I never need to use a service like this because we have it actually a little sign and everything where Puss is. But I don't know how I'd feel about digging it up if we ever sold the house and moving the bones. God.
Yeah, well, would you do it?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It's I mean, it's a very.
I mean, well, it's probably not you. It would be more Ness, if because it was her cat, I guess.
But I'd probably be the one who has to do the digging and take on the bones. I mean, it was in a special carrier. The vet said that, you know, the special container it was in, the calico bag or whatever, won't disintegrate. It'll stay there forever. So you'll end up with a bag of bones or whatever. But
Just the thought. Maybe that's why they do that, I guess. So it's easier for you to just pick up and go. But the thought of it's a bit gross.
I don't want to put it down. Put it down this morning. But 1300 891 929. Seriously, have you ever thought about it? Have you ever, you know, decided to
a pet?
Yeah, we exhumed a pet and taken it to another house. I mean, should it just be part of that house's history of where you were?
I think so, because that's where the that I was thinking that to myself in the break. That's where the animal spent its life. So yeah, I don't know.
Never heard of
it. I certainly
wouldn't
do it. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Would you do it, I wonder? Have you ever done it?
Yes. Have you exhumed a pet?
Play-Doh, would you do it? Have you done it? Exhumed your pet?
When I was younger, I actually had a dog when I lived at Arimba. And it died, but we had to have renovations to the property.
Yeah.
From the guy who actually owned the joint. So I actually did have to actually dig it up and move it because he wanted to put cement pole fixed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so where did you move it to?
I had to move it to another hole.
So you knew where the bones were?
Yeah, well, I remember where I buried it.
Yep.
And yeah, he said, look, we've got to put in the new fence palings and fence posts and cement them in, so I just
passed it. How'd it make you feel, though, mate, this you know, concept of just digging these bones up that you probably didn't want to see again?
Didn't know, they were in a plastic bag. I could just pick up the bag, but it wasn't very nice.
No. Yeah, it would have been quite unpleasant, I'm sure.
Would you ever do it again, mate?
Oh, no, no way.
Yeah, not the most pleasant of subjects, but anyway.
You'd be starting to question it if you continued to move your pet's bones.